I've got the spots, the sickness. There's the twins in my brain.
He's coming back. A few more sleeps until Wout van Aert returns to the world of cyclocross. Such an important moment simply needs another Cross His Boss episode. Together with Dieter, I'll preview the coming weekend with races in Essen and snowy Val di Sole. Welcome, Dieter.
Thank you.
Before we talk about Wout van Aert, I need to ask you something else. Were you worried about Cameron Mason winning the Telenet Super Prestige round in Boom last Saturday?
I was both excited and worried.
And why is that?
Because a certain person talked me into riding up the Koppenberg on tires with only one bar of pressure in them if Cameron Mason wins a TV race, a TV cross. I think that was the bet. Yeah, I think I never said yes to it, but it's a fun one, so yeah, why not?
Cameron Mason was, I think, 10 seconds behind Joris Nieuwenhuis the whole race, but he wasn't able to close the gap. Did you expect him halfway the race to still close it?
That was tough, because on his when his type of parkour was there, the part of the parkour that suited him the best, he was coming closer, but then Nieuwenhuis was going further on his part of the parkour, so they were like yo-yoing the whole time. So you thought now Mason is getting there. He was like, he has been at 3 seconds mid-race, and then suddenly it was 15 seconds and I'm back to 5 seconds, and now it was crazy. So I really didn't know.
He has one big disadvantage, and that's his running skills. He's always losing a lot of time off the bike, and I think if he can improve the running, he can get very close to a first win.
As also, it's the type of parkour. It's also how shit the weather was the last weeks, that you that they have to run more than normally. So yeah, it's a bit double. I think Cameron is also, because he runs once a week, I don't think you can do much more than that as a cyclist. He just also doesn't have the posture, and he's not explosive, so he's not the type of rider for it. So yeah, it's a bit rough.
Did you expect Joris Nieuwenhuis to win in Boom before the race? Because in my opinion, that wasn't his parkour at all.
Yeah, exactly. Now I saw at the bookies that Joris Nieuwenhuis was like spot six, so like between the big guys for Boom, and I thought, oh, that's a bit optimistic. Yeah, and then he won the race. So yeah,
it says a lot about your betting skills, Dieter.
Exactly.
All right, the return of Wout van Aert is scheduled for this Saturday in Essen. How excited are you about that?
Yeah, a bit double, because it's of course great to see Wout back, but it's in the race with such a bad start list that the race is already won before it starts. So yeah.
Why do you think he chose Essen for his comeback?
I know Wout has personal sponsors. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. It's also not a tough technical course. It's like, just pretty rideable course, Stoomkos, like I say, good for Wout. So I guess that is all. Yeah, you're not going to choose a cross like Name as your first race, because yeah, you'll crash 25 times.
The past seasons, I was really looking forward to those big three, Mathieu van der Poel, Pidcock and Wout van Aert, coming back to cyclocross. But this time I have the feeling cyclocross doesn't need them to come back. There are a lot of close races, a lot of different riders who have already won a race. So how do you feel about that?
I think for the main public, it's always a big difference whether Van der Poel, Van Aert, and Pidcock are there. But like for the, I guess real cyclocross watchers like you and I, who just always watch the races. Yeah, we just need exciting races, and we don't care whether that's Ely versus Joris Nieuwenhuis or Van der Poel versus Van Aert. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
What is your most beautiful memory of Wout van Aert as a cyclocross rider?
I think I have two things. First, when he was like a super thin guy, but was already and was like 18, 19 years, but was already competing with the best in super heavy courses like the Koppenberg, but also the comeback he made after his crash. I think it was in Lunout. He didn't win. He got like fifth or sixth, I think. But you could just see the guy enjoying every second. So that was also great to see.
When you mentioned the young Wout van Aert, I have to think of the Belgian Nationals. I think he was an under 23 rider in Waregem, where he got relegated. And then they asked his opponents, because there was a false start, they asked the opponents of Van Aert if they wanted him out of the race. They all said yes, so they took him out. But half a minute after the peloton was gone, he jumped on his bike, and then I think one lap further he was already in second position. He was super mad. Let's have a look at his schedule for this cyclocross season. So he starts in Essen. Then he skips 2 weeks, probably a team camp. And then he comes back in Mol on the 22nd of December. And I think you're going to be there. So that's some special domestic footage from Dieter. One day later, the World Cup in Antwerpen, followed by the World Cup in Gavre. One day later, Super Prestige Heusden-Zolder, World Cup Hulst. And then two X2O trophy races in Baal and Kokseide. And then he's still unsure about the World Cups in Zonhoven and Benidorm. What's your opinion on his schedule?
In the Mol Antwerpen weekend and Gavre, that's the triple weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, 26th, and then Wednesday as well in Heusden-Zolder. So what is it, four races in 6 days?
That's pretty busy. Yeah.
No world championships. What about that?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't do four races in 6 days. Being Wout, I would like pick out my races more, like one per week, maybe two, but not too much. And I would integrate my the worlds in my calendar. Like I think integrating the worlds as a less significant impact as doing four cross races in 6 days, because you just can't make hours on your bike and that you need for Ronde van Vlaanderen, etc. in those days.
Why do you think he skips the World Championships?
Because they are close to the road season.
But yet he also said that he will probably skip the opening weekend with Omloop Nieuwsblad and Kuurne-Brussel-Kuurne.
It's also all about building a big base. It's like 6 February. I think the Worlds, and 3 weeks after you have the opening weekend. But if you don't ride that year, you're starting 4 weeks later in Strade. It's pretty tough.
Is it all about picking the moment, picking the races like Mathieu van der Poel did last season? Peaking towards races and sacrificing others for that?
But Wout isn't a guy like Van der Poel who can have that super peak, I think. Wout is more of a guy who peaks longer, I think. And I, Yeah, Van der Poel can like do those super peaks like after Tirreno, like he rode like a grandma in Tirreno and then obliterated everyone in Milan-Sanremo. That's not a thing we have ever seen Wout do. So yeah, I don't try to replicate that.
You said you wouldn't ride as many races as he's doing now in 1 week. What consequences can it have?
In those 6 days, you have four cross races. So everything outside of those four races is recovery. So you have four races, four times an hour. You have two easy days, two times an hour. You have 6 days of riding your bike and you have only ridden 6 hours. In a normal 6 days, Wout would have ridden, would have trained for 20 hours. So you are missing like 14 hours there. Well, if you do one cross race weekend, you can still make big weeks and make like the cross race your effort day. And he doesn't even have to fully taper for the cross race. Like if Van Aert does a 4 hour zone two ride on Saturday, he's not going to be tired on Sunday. So like, yeah, I would do it like that. And yeah. Mathieu Heijboer is way smarter than me, so they probably have a good plan. So, yeah.
Well, at Jumbo-Visma, they said when they announced the schedule, we shouldn't expect too much from him. What level do you expect him to reach this Saturday already?
In my opinion, Jumbo and Wout himself too are always full of shit when it comes to expectations. Like I remember the first cross race last year, he said, I want to get a top 10. Come on, if you lay in your bed for a half year and you come to a cross with hairy legs and no training, you still finish top 10. Like you're just if you're Wout van Aert, you want to win. So yeah, and as if he doesn't win, that's a disappointment. Like the surely an essay with the shit start list. I also just expect him to be able to race against Van der Poel and definitely Tom Pidcock. So just the same as each year, to be honest.
Did you see the flash interview with Elie Izerbeet in Boom last Saturday?
Probably, but are going to help. Need to help my.
Izerbeet mentioned if those two aliens, referring to Van der Poel and Van Aert, come back to cyclocross, I won't be able to win races anymore. Do you expect the other riders to still have a chance against those big three?
Nah, I think we hope it every year, but it never happens. So yeah, maybe if like Izerbeet was riding in Essen this weekend, he could hang on to Van Aert for a pretty long time, but if he then goes on a training camp for 2 weeks and he comes back there, yeah, then it's totally over. So yeah, it's what I said earlier. Like Van der Poel, Van Aert, they are such big talents. Like leave them in the couch for 2 months and they still ride their bikes super fast. So yeah.
I'm afraid the difference between those three and the others will be huge once again. Probably in a lot of races, we'll speak about minutes. But maybe even more interesting than the races on Saturday is the World Cup round in Val di Sole on Sunday. It's snowing there, so that requires specific skills. Which man do you expect on the podium?
I always like to go for like an outsider, and I remember that Timon Ruech, he didn't really get results last year. I think he didn't even get a top 10 in a TV race except Val di Sole, but he finished fifth there, so he's like a god on snow. So it would be cool to see him podium. I think the start list this year is worse than last year. So
yeah, the most important names on the start list are Joris Nieuwenhuis, Izerbeet, Zweek, Michael van Tournoot, Niels van der Putte, Kevin Kuhn and Cameron Mason. So you expect Ruig between those guys to podium?
If you see last year, Van Toornhout, Van de Putten, Kuhns, Week, then you have Ruwweg, then you have Ronna, Van der Poel. So, yeah, also very good names, but yeah, that's only possible in a race like that. I remember that André Van der Poel saying that Van der Poel in the race didn't go above heart rate X. I didn't know what it was, but it was super low just because he was, yeah, he just couldn't ride his lines, so he couldn't put down his power. So
because of the snow and the ice.
Yeah, so, or like a guy like Mason, who is not a god on snow, but a god on mud. I'm curious to see him in snow, because it's, yeah.
Is there a snow specialist between the big guys? Michael van Toornhout should be?
It's Tommeke Meersen riding.
Tom Mason, I don't know, man. Kevin Kuhn, he was third last year. Can he repeat that?
Yeah, he also said it in our podcast that in certain races, because of his amazing technical skills, he can like make up for the he said it, for the lack of power. I don't agree with that, to be honest, because he doesn't have a leg of power. He's a beast on a bike. It's like a block of muscles on a bike. I think he's just even better in technical races. So yeah, it could definitely be. Was it in Flamanville that he got a very good start? And it looked
as
like
so often he's a really good starter. So if you can start as good in Val di Sole and then have a good first lap without
There's
too many mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is really important on the snow, if you're in like 10th position and there is a crash in 5th,
screwed.
You lose a lot of seconds.
And Niels van de Putte is also a guy who has amazing technical skills. He even podiumed a non-snow race this year. So he can definitely, I think, was he on the podium last year?
He was second, I think.
Ah, well. So, this year, yes, obviously, gotten better than last year, so he's definitely a candidate for the podium again, I think. Yeah, it's so hard to predict a snow race, because also literally the only snow race probably the whole season, TV race, so yeah, that makes it interesting, of course.
Is Val di Sole because of that one of your favorite races?
Yeah, I guess so. It makes you, look forward to it, because
it's unique.
You don't know what's going to happen. Yes, it's very unique. Yeah.
Thibaut Nace, he won't be in Val di Sole. The guy feels empty and considers skipping a few weekends. What's the best he could do at this point in the season?
Train a lot.
And skip 3 weekends, like he said.
Yeah, if you're empty, you're empty. He's going to hate it probably, because he's also good. He's good in the standings of Super Prestige, I think. So yeah, he's going to hate that he has to do that. Sven has also said that he really needs to hold back Thibaut, because he wants to ride as many races as possible. But yeah, if you are empty, you are empty, and there's nothing to do. Yeah.
In my opinion, he should take things easy in a race as well, because a lot of times he has a good start and then he attacks or ups the pace in the first laps, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Ah, that's true. That's making it harder for yourself too. Like, why, if you are already not happy with your level, why would you make the first lap super fast? Yeah, that's true.
What about the women in Val di Sole? We already said that the star list for the men isn't great, but for the women, it's really poor. On the star list, there is Alvarado, Pieterse, Manon Bakker, Casasola, and Magali Rochette among the big names. But that's it.
Yeah, like with some luck, Fleur Moors, who is 18 years, I think, can podium this race. With not even joking.
Is she the goddess of snow? the queen
No,
of
I
snow.
think she's everything but the queen of snow, because I think her technique is the biggest disadvantage she has at the moment, because yeah, her legs are definitely not a problem, because she can produce an insane power, definitely for her age.
Celine Alvarado has been sick. Do you expect that to influence her performances in Val di Sole?
A bit double. It can also benefit your performance, because you see that a lot of times when cyclists are doing a lot of races, when they get sick and they need to rest, that the week after they are better than before, because they got a rest they needed, which they weren't going to take, because normally they obviously prefer to ride two races per weekend. So it's, yeah, I also heard that she didn't stay off the bike, but that she was in a too bad shape to race. So if she did easy rides the whole week, I think it's not going to have a lot of influence. But if she like stayed off the bike for 5 days, it's definitely going to have an influence. So it's a bit of a gamble.
All right, Dieter, that leaves us with one more question. Predict the two winners in Val di Sole.
Women first, maybe, because that's the easier one, because I can only choose out of like
what a,
five
What
minutes.
A gentleman.
And I see also Eva Lechner on the start list. That's interesting. Yeah, it's Alvarado or Puk. Puk and Alvarado both have amazing technique. I think Puk may be a little better, although it's not going to be a big difference. Oh.
So?
Puk for the woman. Or women. And men. Oh. I don't see Nieuwenhuis as a god on snow, so I'm not going to say him.
Isn't that Michael good on snow either? I think he crashed pretty bad last year.
Yeah, true. Michael van Tournout, he's also a technical god. So yeah, and I also see Lars Sommer on the start list. I think that's a mountain biker. So I reckon he's also maybe going to crack a surprise top 10.
So your picks are Puk Pietersen and Michael van Tournout.
Yeah, two technical gods.
I'll battle that with Alvarado and Van de Putte.
Van de Putte will be nice to see, to be honest. Seems like an amazing guy.
Definitely. All right, Dieter, that's it for today's episode of Cross is Boss. A big thank you to our audience for listening or watching on YouTube. And if you like our work, please consider subscribing to our account. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've got the sports to see.